This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, Turkish president and his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, will face off in a second round of voting May 28th. European leaders were watching the results of Sunday's national elections closely. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Turkey's second-round vote will determine whether the strategically located NATO country remains under the president's firm grip or can embark on a more democratic course promised by his main rival, Kılıçdaroğlu. Speaking in Brussels Monday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the massive turnout in Sunday's vote was a good sign for supporters of democracy.
I think the massive turnout in these elections is really good news. It's good news because it's a very clear sign that the Turkish people are committed to exercising their democratic rights to go and vote, and that they value the democratic institution. This is a big, big win.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Belarusian state news channel released images of President Alexander Lukashenko on Monday, and what would be his first public appearance in almost a week as speculation over his health grows. Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
The video purports to show the 68-year-old at a military command center in what would be his first public appearance in almost a week. Dressed in a military uniform, Lukashenko is seated in a chair, speaking with officers. He appears to have a bandage on his left hand and is short of breath at times. He had not been pictured in public since he reviewed Russia's annual military parade on Moscow's Red Square on May 9th. He later skipped a lunch hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin and opted to drive over the traditional post-parade stroll. On Sunday, Lukashenko missed a ceremony in Minsk amid unconfirmed media reports that he had been hospitalized.
Reuters' Christy Kilburn. This